Good evening, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the November 10th Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting. If you've been around here for a while, as you know, social distancing will be practiced during the meeting. You'll be asked to keep appropriate spacing, 6 feet away from each other. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please take this opportunity to check your phones and watches and make sure they're on airplane mode or silent, please. We haven't had one go off lately, so that's a good thing. Please take all private conversations outside of our room. They're very disruptive, and the sound all focuses up this way, and we can't hear. You can go out there, or you can go outside the doorway if you need to. Please join me now in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, I'd like to note for the board members present, we have everybody except Susan Phillip, who is excused. Okay. County staff acknowledgments. First, I'd like to acknowledge our secretary, Maureen Helm. We have Blanca Vasquez in the back. She is our community liaison and basically keeps everything running smoothly for us all the time. We have Al here with the current planning division. And tonight we have Vivian Kolarski, our planning commissioner. Thank you, Vivian, for being here. Is there anything you want to tell us up front, or do you want to wait till later?
No, just that, well, yes. Thank you for your service here. Thank you for looking out after the community. I appreciate you. I appreciate the fact that you guys go out and take a look, and they do. They go out, and what they're doing is what they feel, based off county code, is what's best for the neighborhood. So I appreciate them, and I realize that they're very diligent in what they do. And happy Thanksgiving early. I hope this group will see you. And if I don't see you for the holiday in December, I'm Merry Christmas. Thank you
so much. And by the way, right back at you for service and all of the help and you have given us all through the years. You're much appreciated.
Oh, and happy Veterans Day to all of those that have served. Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you all very much. All right, item number two. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within our jurisdiction, but not appearing on the agenda, you have to wait until the comments by the general public period at the very end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to our speaker's microphone. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. One thing that I do need to explain, we've got wipes up here for the microphone and or your hands. Please, if you use the thing, clean it off for the next person. And I think there's a trash can down below. I hope there is. Maureen's going to get us one. Thank you, Maureen. Anyway, is there anyone that wants to speak during public comment? Seeing no one, I'll close the public comment and move on to item number 3. Approval of our minutes from the last meeting, October 27th.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes of October 27th, 2020, with no changes.
Thank you, John. We have a motion on the floor for approval of our last meeting minutes with no changes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
We're working on it.
Okay, thank you. Item number 4. John did. Approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting, November 10th.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for approval of the agenda for tonight, November 10th, 2020, no changes.
Thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval of tonight's agenda with no changes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Well, now we know what we've got to do tonight. Item number 5, informational items. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood, community, or county things going on. Blanca, do we have anything other than that? I'll get to that in a sec.
This one?
No, which one is that?
So we have a
free flu shot.
Yes.
Whitney Community Center down on Missouri Avenue. Tuesday, December 1st, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Free flu shots. Who can't afford that? There's going to also be free dental kits and fluoride application for kids, free health screenings for seniors. Again, Tuesday, December 1st, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. down at the Whitney Community Center on Missouri Avenue. You're all welcome to attend. All right, other part of the announcements. The town advisory boards and CACs, depending on where you live, are all up for reappointment, all of our illustrious positions. If you would like an application, you have to turn in an application, put your resume on it and everything, fill that out. You have to get that back no later than Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. All right, so if you want to get on the fun of one of the town boards, pick up the application, there's several up here, or you can do it online on the county's webpage at Town Services.
I hear the pay is not too bad either.
The pay is not too bad, it's zero. It could be worse, it could be a negative number, but you know. Okay, so the pay is zero. Gotta know that. All right. Item number 6. Our planning and zoning agenda, we have, 7 items tonight. The first one is number 1, AR 2400097. That is UC 18004, Desert Inn Partners LLC. A use permit second application for review to increase the number of vehicles, automobiles displayed outside for an existing vehicle sales facility when the business has common parking with other businesses within an existing shopping center on a portion of 4.1 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the west side of Sand Hill Road and the south side of Desert Inn Road within Paradise. Do we have an applicant? Come on up.
Good evening.
The microphone, yeah, gotta do it so we can hear you on the tape and on the record. It's all clean for you, first go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Gerard. I represent Simple Auto Sales at 3799 East Desert Inn Road, Suite Number 4. The reason why we're here is we're up for our review to make sure that we're complying with our parking assignments. We're only allowed to have 15 vehicles on the lot, and until now we've been very diligent in sticking to that.
Okay, anything else you want to tell us?
No, the document says that we were pursuing a permit to increase the amount of vehicles on our lot. We're no longer interested in that.
Okay.
We just want to, you know, for the record, state that we're complying with our 15 allotted spaces.
And just sticking with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. This is, anything else you want to add? Okay. This is a public hearing. If there's anybody that wants to speak on this item, please step forward. The rush. Anyway, seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
I just have a couple of questions. From what I have seen on a fairly daily basis, the vehicles are, for the most part, where they're supposed to be on the far left, on the west side of the...
Right.
Yeah. Are they supposed to be, was it allowed for any vehicles to be in front of the office? Or are they all supposed to be on the...
Well, not necessarily. We're allowed to have 15 vehicles marked for sale on the property. We choose to allocate them to that specific area. We have boarded them off with fencing and whatnot since the last time we've been here. We are allocated 4 personal vehicles for every 1,000 square feet of office space that we occupy. The vehicles that tend to be outside of our office are either A, our personal vehicles without signage, or B, vehicles that are counting towards our 15 that we have set aside for the convenience of the customer to show up at our office space and view the cars right there.
I don't recall what was approved from that last time. When they get to the planning commission, PCC? So I don't recall exactly where they were all supposed to be.
The conditions of approval aren't stating a specific location, it's just the number of cars to be displayed at any one time.
How many do you usually have out front?
Well, we have the 15 for sale, and then of our 4 personal vehicles, we may have 1 or 2 outside the office.
I'm not worried about the personal vehicles, just the ones for sale.
Well, just for then 15.
Okay.
Sometimes less. If we need to move
them, that.
Very rarely ever. Maybe we don't
and
have
any. How do you put out in front of the office? Because that's separate from the other thing.
Right. We don't tend to leave them there.
Okay.
If a customer calls ahead and says they're going to come look at a specific vehicle, we'll pull it up for them. But okay. It all remains on that property, on that corner, 15 for sale and
okay.
So basically, just as a follow-up, you move the ones for sale, a couple of them up front to be convenient next to the office?
No.
During the day?
Sorry, what I meant to say was we have a little pen off on the left side of that property.
Yeah.
That's where we keep all 15. If a customer should call and say he wants to look at a Ford Focus, we then take that Ford Focus from that pen, put it right in front of our office suite, because when they come to visit us, they look for the signage for the business, and that's at the office suite. So we keep it there so when they come in, they can just come outside and look at the car.
And that's pretty much what I've seen.
Yeah. That's what I thought I said.
Okay. I apologize. Yeah, no.
Okay. It's all good.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. Sorry.
Mr. Chair, I'd make a motion if no one has any other questions to approve subject to any staff conditions. And I guess that includes removal of the time limit.
Yeah, because that's one of the recommendations. Okay.
They've been finally handling business the way they should as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Bart?
I'm good.
Okay, so we've got a motion. Thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, and you're going to be going to the BCC on the 18th.
11/18. Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank you.
Item number 2, UC 20-0442 LYA Properties LLC. Use permit for a school in conjunction with an office building on 0.5 acres in a CP office and professional zone in the Russell Road Transition Corridor Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Russell Road, 240 feet west of McLeod Drive within Paradise. Do we have an applicant? Come on up. Name and address for the record, please.
Good evening, Darylisha Berryman.
I don't think it's on.
Darylisha Berryman, 2309 Bradford Street, Lake America, 946. And I am here for a use permit to use the CP zoning professional as a school or a preschool for no more than 45 children. Due to the fact that we're not attending a lot of schools are shutting down our preschools and no one parents on the order to send the children to use that building as a preschool for the community.
Okay. Let's see what else we have. This and a use permit. Okie doke. Anything else you want to tell us off the at the face?
No.
Okay. That's enough. Yeah. All right. This is a public hearing, so if there's anybody that wants to comment and on this item, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
I have just a couple of quick questions. Mm-hmm. I see the hours of operations, and had some experience with schools up against residential homes. And it looks like there's just one to the north. The hours look fine. What about weekends or things, events like parties, fundraisers or something at school? Are they going to be done during those hours, or might they linger on into the evening?
They'll be done during those hours.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions?
No, I don't have any.
No, I don't have any. They've got, you're aware of the 8 to 6 on the schoolyard of them.
Sorry.
The approval will limit use of the outside play area from 8 to 6.
Yes.
You're aware of that condition?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chair, if there are no further comments or questions, I'd like to make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Thank you, Bart. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff's preliminary, if approved, conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You passed us. You're going to be going to the Planning Commission on the first.
Okay. Thank
you. Got
you.
It. Thank you. Item number 3. WS 20-0451 Dayton Hudson Corporation. Waiver of development standards to reduce parking. Design review for an electric vehicle charging station within an existing shopping center on a portion of 7.6 acres in a C2 general commercial AE60 zone in the Midtown Maryland Parkway Overlay District. Generally located 415 feet west of Maryland Parkway, 275 feet north of Flamingo Road within Paradise. Do we have an applicant? Awesome, come on up.
Hi, my name is Mark Sokolowski.
I'm
Kimberly Warren. I'm representing the applicant. It's 6671 South Las Vegas Boulevard, Suite 320. And basically, it's an electric charge station, kind of going to be these kind of machines, set up in an existing Target shopping center on the northwest corner of Flamingo and Maryland Parkway.
Okay.
And We concur with all staff's recommendations for approval. Looking for any questions.
Okay, we'll get to the questions in a second. Everybody wants to come down. That's great. Awesome. All right, so this is a public hearing. If there's anybody in the audience that wants to speak on this item, please step forward. Seeing none. Now we'll get to the questions.
Jumping again.
I'll turn it over to our board.
Can I see that a little closer, please?
Of course.
So
that's the existing kind of area which we're going to build in this corner over here.
Okay, so you're going to be away from the major parking area. That was the only thing I had a concern with. Is
the actual location.
Target.
I got it. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anybody?
Mr. Chair, if there are no comments or questions, I'd like to make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
All right, thank you, Barb. We've got a motion for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck. You'll be going to the Planning Commission on the first.
First?
Yeah, 12-1. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. All right, item number 4, WS 20-0463, Chavez Leslie. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1, reduce setback. And 2, reduce building separation. See what I mean about that door? Sorry. And two, reduce building separation in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an RD suburban estates residential zone. Thank you, Blanca. Generally located on the north side of Nicole Street, 450 feet west of Sand Hill Road within Paradise. I'm guessing you guys are the applicants.
Yes.
Come on up and give us your name and address.
Yes.
For the record, please.
Sure, it's on. So my name is Leslie Chavez, C-H-A-C-E-Z. And I'm the property owner of 3726 Nicole Street. Just giving a visual, I know you guys have copies, but just in case. So I'm requesting an approval for three structures. One is the shed here, the other one's the carport, and then there's a pool pump shed. So that just houses the pool pump. This one is just a shed for storage. There's no water, no gas, nothing else, just storage. It's got the storage area here, and then just a little concrete patio there. And then there's the carport. It's just like a covered, kind of like a covered patio area. And then there's a little gate here. And the idea is just to do a little L-shaped kind of drive from here. The main ask of the is for the waiver of developmental standards for the setback requirements. And so there's, I think, three requests. One, to lower the setback on this property line here to zero from the standard five. Two, here from the standard five. And then two, to reduce it to 2 feet here from the standard six. So yeah, that's the main ask for those. And I have more details on the structures if you want, if you have any questions.
If you've got pictures, you probably better break them out.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, it took a little tricky to do this with one hand. So this is the pool pump shed. That's the pool pump shed. And there's a few.
Let me make a suggestion.
Yeah.
If you'd give that packet of pictures to John,
sure.
He'll go through them, and we typically just pass them down.
Okay, yeah.
All right, and go through them pretty quick. Okay. Caesar,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Appreciate your patience with me here. That one's the carport, and then this one's the shed. The site plans are on the first page, and the corresponding pictures are attached.
Because Buffy's right about us driving around and looking at stuff, but we don't go into people's yards.
Right, yeah. My dad was the one who built them, you know, so
speak for yourself.
Just want to make sure.
Well, okay, I wouldn't get it yet. Okay, do you have anything else that you want to tell us before I turn it over to anybody that wants to talk about it?
No, just again, they're just the shed. I know it looks really nice with the little house, but it's just intended for storage. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. This is a public hearing, so if there's anybody in the audience that wants to comment or speak on this item, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board. Now, questions.
Question I have. So these obviously are repo. And if it's approved, you have to paint. It says the storage shed. It doesn't look like the carport is painted.
Does it look like the carport is
painted? It doesn't look like it's painted. The carport. The
carport? No. We kind of stopped when we got the notice of violation. We didn't want to move forward in the event that we had to take it down. But we can definitely paint it if needed. Yeah, it's not fully finished.
I noticed in the if approved conditions, the building permits were completed, obviously. Mm-hmm. Storage building would be painted to match the main residence, but it doesn't say anything about the carport, which is unusual.
Well, we need to add that in. If we go for an approval.
Well, I went out and visited this particular property. And the first thing I noticed is turning onto the Nicole Street, the second house on the street on the same side of the road, clearly had similar structure up front, which is four houses to the east of you. To the west of you, third and fourth house, once again, had structures right up against the block wall, most of which was concealed. A couple of photos of your property, and from the street, it's kind of really—it's not like it jumps out at you. I'm kind of okay with that, and the fact that your pool pump allows enough room for a fire department to come in between the house and the fence, and it appears to be about 5 feet. Of course, I didn't jump into your yard. I would like to, but I'm okay with that, and I agree with John that we would. I would prefer to add the condition to paint the carport to match the house, like everything else.
Yeah, this is this one for those that have been completed. This is as far as room is concerned. These are better ones I've seen.
Yes,
but critical that the fire department can get in there.
I do think they need to be painted the same color as the house, so that everything is matching.
Okay.
I'll put a motion together. Yes, I would make a motion to approve with the if approved conditions not only the storage building be painted to match the main residence, but the carport as well.
All right. Thank you, John. We've got a motion for approval on the floor. Subject to the preliminary staff conditions, with the addition, with the addition of a condition to paint the carport to match the house as well. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Now, one word of caution: do make sure you get the building permits all squared away. From the county. That's part of the condition.
Is that something
you have to go
that
down?
Have to do completely separate from what I've been doing here?
Yes.
Okay.
The building department.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they'll cite you all over again.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
And you will be going, Leslie, you will be going to the PC, to the Planning Commission on 12-1.
Yes.
Okay? Just so you know.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 5. That is AR 2400118, UC 037310, MGM Graham Propco LLC, Use permit, third application for review of the following. 1. Allow temporary events longer than 10 days per event. And 2. Deviations to development standards per plans on file. Deviations for the following. 1. Alternative external building materials. 2. Permit a use not within a permanent enclosed building. and 3, all other deviations per plans on file. A design review for 3 membrane structures, tents, in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, the MGM Grand, on a portion of 100.3 acres, and an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60 and AE65 zone in the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located in the southwest corner of Koval Lane and Harmon Avenue within Paris. Hi, welcome. Name and address for the record, please.
George Rogers, architect, 6325 South Jones, representing the applicant. These are tent structures that have been approved for about 10 years so far. One of them is this little strip that's pretty much in the middle of the MGM campus. But there are a couple of others that are a little closer to the wall. This one over here next to Topgolf. And a bigger one at Topgolf that may be utilized sometimes as well. In the last, in the recent history, maybe all of the 10 years, we don't recall any controversy over any of them. We haven't gotten any comments from any of the neighbors. In fact, I reached out to Marie Antoinette, who in the past has been a rather vocal neighbor of Topgolf.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure that the MGM tents, which are not associated with Topgolf, were not of any concern to them. And in fact, I talked to their board, their homeowners association board president, and one of their board members. And both of them told me the same thing. It's a non-controversial issue, and they're not concerned at all about it. And I reached out to their property manager so that the property manager could properly notice the rest of the board, but I got no response. And I think we're in the clear.
Probably. They have a habit of being here. All right, anything else you want to tell us?
Today? That's all.
All right, this is a public hearing, so if there's anybody in the audience that wants to comment on this matter, please step forward.
They must be okay.
Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Well, I'm really happy to learn that they're going to remove the time limit. I remember this one from way back.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, if there are no questions or comments, I'd like to make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Thank you, Bart. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions, which includes removing the time limit. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Congratulations, George. You'll be going to the BCC on the 2nd, as far as our notes say. Alrighty, item number 6, DR 20-0448, Mandalay Propco LLC, design reviews for the following: 1, amended comprehensive sign plan for resort hotel Mandalay Bay, and 2, increased wall sign area on 124.1 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, and an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60 and AE65 zone, generally located within on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north and south sides of Mandalay Bay Road within Paradise.
George Rogers, 6325 South Jones, representing the applicant. And this is a rather small sign issue, and it happens to be the sign on the arena that faces to the west, away from the strip. That's the sign that gets replaced, so that will come down. And that will go up in its place. There's another piece of the application that we submitted.
Okay, wait. Can you get the other one? It's over there. It's like a shell game. tacos and a pizza.
Okay.
There's another piece of the application that was submitted for a sign, but it's an unregulated sign according to the ordinance. It's on the roof of the building. It doesn't shine to the street or to the sidewalk or horizontally at all. It shines up. And as such, it's not really counted in any of the sign areas according to the ordinance. And we included it in the application just for clarity. That's all.
Okay.
Oh.
Kind of you.
So that says that.
All right, George, is there anything else you want to show us?
That's all.
All right, thank you.
This
is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the audience that wants to speak on this matter, please step forward. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Well, this is funny. And I'll tell you why. It reminds me of Wayne Newton. Welcome to Casa de Shenandoah with white rocks on the lawn, so that when people were flying in, they could see it.
It's innovative, and if you have a large enough roof.
But, not to interrupt the business, there are other signs on roofs.
Yes.
Facing up. Mm-hmm. In Las Vegas.
Yes. We just don't see very many.
Right.
Go ahead.
Did you ask something?
Yes.
Oh.
And I closed it to the public, and it's back to us.
So the advertisement is for his work on the top of the arena itself?
Yes.
Yeah. And the other side is the So if no one has any other questions, I'd make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Thank you, John. We've got a motion for approval subject to staff conditions on the table. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
George?
Good night.
Same day on the 2nd, which is lucky. Okay. Item number 7, UC 20-0462, West State Land, the use permit for a restaurant. Waiver of development standards to reduce landscaping. Design review for a restaurant with a drive-through on 1.8 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment AE60 zone. Generally located on the southeast corner of Russell Road and Polaris Avenue within Paradise.
Jennifer Lazovich, Lincoln Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of In-N-Out Burger. On this exhibit is the aerial. It shows you where the site is. It is directly across the street from the Allegiant Stadium, and it is the location where we would like to place an In-N-Out operation. There's some cool history to this that I know this town board would love, and maybe you don't know it, or maybe you do, but In-N-Out started in 1948 with the first location in Baldwin Park, and they had the very, very first drive-thru for a hamburger stand. It was located on this property, and this is what it looked like. And it was a complete drive-thru. There was no indoor dining. The owners of it, which is still a family-owned company, created the two-way speaker box so they could do the drive-thru, and this was the first ever In-N-Out that started, the phenomenon that we always know. So the owner now wants to do a legacy project, and she wants to do it on this location, so it's paying homage to this design. You can see the red and white awnings, which is like this. This will have no indoor dining seating, just like the original one didn't have any indoor dining. And instead, we're doing a huge plaza area where there'll be a lot of seating on the outside. Because of its proximity to the Allegiant Stadium, this accounts for two very important components. One is a tremendous amount we anticipate of people who would walk over here. So there is a walk-up window where you don't have to be in a car to order your food. You can walk up and order it. And then again, we have all of that huge plaza area and seating because we anticipate we'll get a good amount of people who walk here. But for those that want to drive here, we have two different drive-through lanes that start here, come all the way around, and then they split. on either side of the building, and then you can get your food that way. It allows for over 50 cars to stack within this area, and just for what it's worth, but they do try to move cars through once every 45 to 60 seconds. And if this gets too backed up, anything over about 9 cars, they send staff out to start doing the orders on iPads to keep it moving faster. So we do have a couple of waivers. It's kind of for right in this corner area, but overall staff recommends approval because they love the pedestrian plaza area that we've done. We increase the amount of landscaping that we need in areas where we can do it, but it really promotes that walking feel, which I know they're trying to do. And they did add a condition for us to widen the walking path along Polaris just to account for those people who are going to be walking maybe to and from the stadium, and that's a condition of approval which we're fine with. So, be happy to answer any questions.
Alrighty. This is a public hearing, so if there's anybody in the audience that wants to comment on this item, please step forward. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board. Jennifer, I do have a question. Okay, so one of the issues that I think the site is going to find itself in is like sort of a herd of people trampling across the whole area.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned about the need just to keep everything from getting broken and torn up to kind of restrict the public that is walking to a certain area, that plaza. So maybe...
Wait, you want that or you don't want that?
Do want that.
Want that.
I think it would be really important to actually have some sort of barrier.
You mean to keep... So if you want to come in here, there's ways to do it, but otherwise you've got to kind of keep moving towards the stadium or away from the stadium.
Yeah. I'm thinking that even, you know, just the sight of a small fence.
Right.
Some decorative post thing or something.
Okay.
That is not very tall, four feet or something like that, just as a direction.
Okay.
A directional material.
To herd people.
Yes, because what I see is like a tide across.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's going to be a concern just for the site.
Okay.
And I don't think that they have thought of that yet.
Okay.
Just
thank
a thought.
You.
I think it's a great point, and I think this is going to be the busiest place.
Good luck.
If they're going to be inundated, I don't think you're going to have enough benches.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm not even sure they have enough queuing.
Yeah.
But I do know that with In and Out, there are other businesses as well. When things get busy, they do get staff out there.
They do.
Very diligent about it. We had that concern over on Flamingo and Santa. In the first round.
And they handled it perfectly.
And their production inside is really kind of something to watch. They move it.
Very well organized.
Yeah.
They are. I want them to
Did
be.
Did you know there's an In and Out University? I find that whole thing like
that. It figures.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They train them. But in all seriousness, though, to your point about how all of that, I mean, they really take the operational side seriously, and it's right near this other location they have in In-N-Out University,
where
they send their management.
The pads they use are sophisticated, they get communication, and inside, very professional staff as far as how they move food through that. It's quick, it's fast.
I think they really take very good care of their staff from what I've heard. At every location, so.
Because I want to do it, I want to introduce you to Katie, who's back here. She started out working in one of the locations, and she graduated through the management program, and now she's my client and the lead on this entire project. And I think that goes to your point about employees like working there and staying mm-hmm. there, and she's just gone through the whole system. So it's kind of neat.
Fantastic.
Well, congratulations, Katie, and welcome. So if there are no other questions, I'd like to make a motion for approval subject to the preliminary staff conditions. Anyone have any objections? We've got a motion on the floor?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thanks, it's so good to see you guys.
Great seeing you, Jennifer.
Nice that you didn't have a sign.
Yeah, on the roof.
Coming. I knew you were going to say
that. On the roof.
Oh, it's coming. I'll just bring it back to you.
Bobby O. Science. Good news.
The stick. Maureen, you got that one. Good. Okay. That brings us to the end of our zoning and planning agenda, and that moves us to item number 7, general business for possible action. Blanca, do we have any general business?
I saw that.
Wait a minute. That is a momentous situation, and
could.
No. I just, hey, thank you. Thank you and Steph for that.
I did like getting that our backup that we got with this package.
Yeah.
That was usually all I did is just the
we don't get the planning.
Normally.
Do you remember? Well, I'll tell you, we'll do the meeting first.
It was another board that requested it, right?
Yeah, because Robert said no.
Oh. If you guys want it.
If you want it, let me know.
I do. I would like to continue.
All right, there's a small fee. We'll discuss that after the meeting.
Yeah, okay. Put it on my bill.
Oh, okay.
Take it out of our pay? How's that?
Yeah. Good one.
There
yeah.
you go. Take it out of our
pay. Just do a payroll deduction on that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Item number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's microphone. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do we have any takers? Seeing none, I'll close item number 8, move on to item number 9. Our next meeting date is set for November 24th.
Motion to adjourn.
And now we have a motion to adjourn, John. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Well, that's not bad.
That's bad.